You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Hey, everybody. Today, I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show. In the complex world of enterprise identity, securing legacy web apps at scale can be daunting. Strata Identity makes it simple. With Strata, you can effortlessly integrate non-standard apps with any identity service, like MFA or SSO, with zero coding and zero hassle. Designed by identity architects for identity architects, Strata works with every vendor, standard, and app architecture. This means your apps can now speak modern protocols and integrate seamlessly with your chosen identity services. From securing on-prem web apps to migrating away from outdated identity providers or consolidating them, Strata helps you keep your complex access policies as you modernize your identity infrastructure and get rid of technical debt. Join leading organizations like 3M, Dallas County, and CIBC in securing your apps with Strata. Visit strata.io/cyberwire, share your identity security priorities, and receive a complimentary pair of AirPods Pro. Offer valid for organizations with over 5,000 employees. Connect today at strata.io/cyberwire.
The FBI is taking ISIS's potential for inspiration seriously as the United Cyber Caliphate publishes a hit list online. Malware is found in a German nuclear power plant, fortunately isolated and apparently without ill effect. BAE Systems warns that malware used in the Bangladesh bank heist is part of a larger toolkit. Microsoft tracks Platinum, a hot-patching espionage ring. And financial analysts wonder if security industry consolidation is drying up venture funding. I'm Dave Bittner in Baltimore with your CyberWire summary for Thursday, April 28, 2016. The self-proclaimed United Cyber Caliphate is heard woofing on the relatively secure messaging app Telegram. The UCC has published a list of some 3,600 New Yorkers whose assassination it's urging. This isn't the first time ISIS sympathizers have published hit lists. The Cyber Caliphate Army, one of the three UCC founding groups, doxed a list of what purported to be the home addresses of former U.S. State Department and CIA personnel last December. And so far, there's no particular evidence that any such hit lists have claimed victims, at least in the West. Passcode notes that the list doesn't seem to have emanated from any official ISIS source, but in a loosely controlled terrorist group that runs on inspiration, any meaning one might attach to the word official is necessarily an attenuated one. The increasingly overt U.S. cyber campaign against ISIS is intended in part to erode the effectiveness of the group's messaging. It appears to be having an effect on recruiting. Whether it will have a comparable effect on the more difficult target of inspiration remains to be seen. A nuclear power plant in the Bavarian town of Gunt-Remingen is mopping up some malware discovered in its systems. Security teams have found both Conficker and W32 Ramnet in plant systems. Security teams found both in a data visualization software retrofit dating to 2008, and they also found instances in removable storage media, including USB drives. Plant safety and operations appear not to have been compromised. BAE Systems, which has been investigating the Bangladesh bank hack, warns that the malware used in the attack is part of a toolkit that has broader use, and that we can expect to see it again. Facebook users, the majority but not all of them in the Philippines, are being targeted by a social engineering campaign that induces users to watch a malicious video. ESET suggests removing the Make a GIF extension from your Chrome browser. It's a natural reaction. See some malware trying to have its way with your network? Block that malware's IP. Todd O'Boyle is CTO and co-founder at Percipient Networks, and he says, not so fast.
I think that blocking IP addresses for malware command and control, or just blocking them out of countries and those kinds of things, grew out of our use of firewalls, which started in the 90s. The threats that we deal with today, they operate totally differently than the threats in the 90s. Almost all of the malware that you'll see that actually does stealing, it phones home from the inside out, right? And most people's firewalls filter very little outbound. They filter almost everything inbound, but they don't filter anything outbound. And so the attackers know this. Attackers, their infrastructure is and their malware is set up so that it automatically routes around those kinds of things. So the attackers have basically rendered that approach ineffective.
According to O'Boyle, there's valuable information in malware's behavior.
When malware tries to phone home, pay attention to who's trying to do it so that you can go clean up the intrusion. The other thing that you get out of the malware channel by paying attention to that is on some fingerprints about the adversary themselves. If you put it together over long periods of time, you can piece together campaigns against you, lots of targeted malware. That approach is really the future of how people are going to do security, especially in the enterprise.
That's Todd O'Boyle from Percipient Networks. Their website, named for their flagship product, is strongarm.io. Verizon launched their 2016 Data Breach Investigations Report. We'll talk to Verizon on tomorrow's edition of the CyberWire podcast. Microsoft researchers continue to track the activities of the Platinum Espionage Group. Active since 2009, Platinum has targeted governments, intelligence agencies, telecommunications companies, and defense industries, mostly in Asia, using hot patching to avoid detection. Microsoft stopped short of calling Platinum a state-sponsored operation, but it has said that, quote, the group shows traits of being well-funded, organized, and focused on information that would be of most use to government bodies, end quote. In industry news, analysts mull the disappointing SecureWorks IPO and wonder whether a trend toward security industry consolidation will dry up venture funding opportunities for startups. Several nations, notably India and Australia, are launching a range of public-private partnerships designed to foster the growth of an indigenous cybersecurity industry. We haven't heard much lately about the Panama Papers, and we do note that the obvious American dog is still refusing to bark. But the security of the information held by law firms remains of interest to hackers, and attorneys can expect that cyber criminals and other threat actors will continue to give them a great deal of unwelcome attention. We spoke to Marcus Roschecker from the University of Maryland Center for Health and Homeland Security about why law firms are just so darn attractive to hackers. We'll hear from him after the break. Finally, among several product and service announcements comes news that CyberArk has organized what InfoSec magazine calls, rather breathlessly, a Justice League for Cybersecurity. This C3 Alliance, as it's called, indeed has an impressive lineup. Not only CyberArk, but also FireEye, Forescout, Intel Security, LogRhythm, Qualys, Rapid7, SailPoint, SecureAuth, Symantec, Tenable Network Security, Tripwire, and Varonis. Congratulations and good hunting. But we can't get one question out of our head. If this is the Justice League, who has to be Aquaman? Wonder Twin Powers? Activate. I'm joined once again by Marcus Roschecker. He's the Cybersecurity Program Manager at the University of Maryland Center for Health and Homeland Security, one of our academic and research partners. Marcus, we're seeing more and more that law firms in particular are becoming targets for cyber attacks. Why are law firms so attractive to cyber criminals?
Yes, that's absolutely true. Law firms are increasingly a target for cyber criminals. And I think the main reason for that is that law firms hold a lot of sensitive information, sensitive and valuable information. For example, law firms hold a lot of intellectual property on behalf of their clients. Law firms are involved in mergers and acquisitions. So if a cyber criminal gets access to that kind of information, they could use that information to engage in some sort of insider trading, for example, and they could make a lot of money based on information that a law firm holds that is not yet available to the public. In general, there's just a lot of sensitive and proprietary information that law firms will hold on behalf of their clients. that information can have a tremendous impact on people's lives in big cases and small cases. And there's just a real desire for cyber criminals to obtain this kind of information. On top of all this, it appears that law firms are a little bit behind the times, so to speak, when it comes to ensuring that their networks are secure. It's been revealed in several reports that law firms are lacking in updating some of the security and safety measures that they should be engaging in when it comes to protecting their sensitive information. It's interesting also to note that, according to some reports, up to 97% of law firms have actually been already breached, and that it takes law firms on average about 225 days until they actually discover that breach. So this is a very serious topic.
And of course, we saw the recent Panama Papers breach, which really highlights the issue.
Absolutely. I mean, in this Panama Papers breach, a law firm was hacked, and they lost, according to reports, 11.5 million documents, about 2.5 terabytes of data. By some accounts, that amounts to basically all of the law firm's documents over the last 40 years.
Marcus Roschecker, thanks for joining us. And a reminder, we'd like to hear from you. If you've got a question or a topic you'd like our academic and research partners to discuss, you can send us an email at questions@thecyberwire.com.
Managing the requirements for modern security programs is increasingly challenging and time-consuming. Enter Vanta. Vanta gives you one place to centralize and scale your security program. Quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for ISO 27001, SOC 2, and more. You can leverage Vanta's market-leading trust management platform to unify risk management and secure the trust of your customers. Plus, use Vanta AI to save time when completing security questionnaires. CyberWire daily listeners can get $1,000 off by going to vanta.com/cyber. That's vanta.com/cyber.
And that's the CyberWire. We are proudly produced in Maryland by our talented team of editors and producers. I'm Dave Bittner. Thanks for listening.